2016 is the centennial year of the Pulitzer Prize. That honor has been awarded to dozens of people who are from Georgia or live in Georgia. And so we'll spend some time with past winners all this year. It's a new series we're calling Pulitzer Peaches. And you might know our first guest from his satirical cartoons in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mike Lukovich has worked at the AJC since 1989. He won the Pulitzer Prize for editorial cartooning twice. Mike, it's a pleasure. Welcome.
Hi, hey Celeste, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. You've come a long way for an insurance salesman.
Right.
That's quite the journey.
Yeah.
But I wonder, what kind of difference does it give you, or how does it change your ability as an artist if you become a full-time cartoonist? Because a lot of cartoonists are still freelance, and they'll be that way their whole lives.
Right.
So what changes when you become full-time?
Well, you know, when you're full-time, you're very fortunate, for one thing, because it's like the funnest job there is. I mean, to be able to comment on what's going on in the world, to comment on things that I find important to me and to my family, and to be able to do it hopefully in a humorous way, and to be able to draw. I mean, drawing is my favorite hobby, so to be able to do that as a profession is just it's really incredible. And, you know, and then winning the Pulitzer, that's sort of like frosting on the cake, because, you know, you occasionally get an award and people make, they get very excited for you. And that's just such a fun thing. But the real fun thing for me is every day to be able to come in and look at what's going on in the news and to try and come up with the best idea that I can. Now, today, you know, Mondays are always my toughest day because the news really hasn't really gotten going. And so I come in and I haven't been thinking about the news during the weekend. So it's always sort of a challenge on Mondays. And I'm always so happy when Monday's over and I have my cartoon, because it gets easier as the week goes on.
So I wanted to talk about giving offense. You've talked pretty openly about the number of angry messages you get, even death threats, right?
Yeah, right.
And we actually have a listener who has called you a vicious partisan, and says those are the ideal Pulitzer candidates. That's that person's opinion. That's from T-Barf. But this is fairly regular for you. I wonder if that has increased since the onset of social media.
Well, I do get a lot more comments now. You know, my cartoons, when I do a cartoon, I immediately post it on Facebook, and it also goes on Twitter. So people can go to M. Lukovich AJC on Facebook and see my cartoons every day. But so as soon as they're posted, almost immediately people start commenting, and you just get this. I mean, I love it. I even the negative comments.
Truly? Is that?
Oh yeah. No, I like people weighing in. I have other cartoonist friends of mine who really dislike it. They feel like, you know, if they're criticized, they feel bad. Maybe I'm just a little bit off, but I like when people are PO'd at me. I mean, it's like, I feel like, you know, they may not agree with me, but at least they're paying attention. And so it's really been a great thing social media has.
Although one of the most controversial cartoons that you drew was one that you drew after Michael Jackson's death. And basically one of the biggest complaints, it was just too soon. And
right.
I wonder if there is a time in your mind when it is too soon, especially after a death.
Yeah. Well, now the cartoon you're talking about, I think it's been a while ago, but I believe it was the devil and I think God, and they're trying to decide
which way he should go, to heaven.
Yeah,
or
which
to
way
hell.
He should go. Yeah, you know, based on the
the allegations. Yeah.
Yeah, the pedophilia allegations. And you know, first of all, Michael Jackson is my favorite entertainer of all time. I love his music, and you know, I think he was in some ways a very damaged person. But all that aside, you know, when something big happens, like his passing, or a little over a week ago, Prince's passing, you know, you want, as a cartoonist and as a journalist, to be able to get on that issue as quickly as possible. And for instance, the one I did on Prince, another entertainer whom I loved, I thought he was so great. So when I found out that he had passed away, I immediately came up with the idea, and within an hour, I had the thing drawn, and I put it on Facebook, and that was like the fastest drawing, fastest I've ever come up with an idea before. But I, you know, I wanted to get it out there, partly because I thought it might be an idea that other people would do. I drew a couple of doves.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
crying,
on,
yeah.
on a purple background, and there's
right.
two doves actually crying. It's yeah. I mean, it's very moving. But I can't imagine anyone in Prince's family being offended by that.
No. I mean, you know, Prince, you know, there's a guy like Michael Jackson where he had lawsuits and things. I mean, you know, you have to take each person or each issue and weigh it. You know, everything is different, and that's what makes the job so interesting to me.
So I read an interview that you did after you won your first Pulitzer, and you said that the editorial writers at the AJC look at you strangely because, quote, they don't really understand what I do and vice versa. I assume that you're talking about the columnists. What do you mean that you guys don't understand what each other does?
Well, you know, I think I have more of an understanding of what they do than they understand. They can't put into words. They can't do what I do, boiling a subject down to its essence and drawing about it. I'm not bragging. It's just a weird. You know, it's like the only talent that I really have in this life is being able to do this. And you know, the columnists at the AJC, they are great at what they do, but they just can't do that. Now I could probably write a column, but it wouldn't be a very good column. So we each have our strengths, I think.
So how did you end? I mean, there are artists, people who can draw, who don't end up drawing cartoons. What is the qualifying minimum standards that you need to be an editorial cartoonist beyond artistic ability?
Yeah. You know, I think, I mean, just like in any profession, there are people that are better than others, but I think you have to have an ability to, you know, make a point using, you know, in a clever or somewhat humorous way. You have to have a somewhat of an ability to draw, I think. And for me, even as a kid, like, you know, in elementary school and all through school, it was always cartooning. I mean, I couldn't, you know, in high school, they, you know, you'd have to draw still lifes or something, and I would always, you know, want to make a cartoon out of it. I met my wife in college, and we were drawing. It was in art class, and we were drawing nudes, and so I was drawing these caricatures. I mean, you know, naked people. There are plenty of things that you can cartoon on a naked person.
Yes.
so my, you know, my now wife was looking at me, and she's thinking, "What the heck is wrong with this person?"
Didn't you get a C in that class?
I think I did. You know, I was lucky to get a C, I think.
If you're just joining us, my guest is two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Mike Lukovich of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And we also used a clip of you earlier saying that the golden era, at least for you as a cartoonist, was the Bush era, Bush 2.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, so much, and, you know, I'm a cartoonist, and you know, this is my opinion, but so much of what he did was so stupid and wrong. You know, Iraq, torture, you know, 9/11, Katrina, the economic collapse. He will go down in history as one of our very worst presidents. And not only him, but you know, there was this cast of characters. You know, the Dark Lord Cheney, who is just like, you know, from Central Casting as the evil villain, Rumsfeld. All these. Characters that, you know, that are, to me, were not good people. And you know, I love that. I mean, it made my job so darn easy because I thought everything they were doing was incorrect.
This is probably a good moment to remind everybody that you are an editorial cartoonist,
yes.
Which means you don't have to be balanced, right?
No. And that's what's great. And what the AJC does is they run my cartoon. Underneath my cartoon, they run a cartoon, View from the Right. So it's two or three different right-wing editorial cartoonists. So, you know, they're trying to be balanced. But no, I'm a Democrat, and I have very strong feelings, and that's. But you want that with an editorial cartoonist. You don't want someone that just writes gags without a stance. You want someone that's going to be strong.
So let's go back, because you are our very first Pulitzer peach.
Okay.
Let's go back to talking about the Pulitzer of itself. You won two, and I wonder, what is the best part of being a Pulitzer Prize winner? I read that you talked about the fact that when you won your first one, you couldn't get people out of your audience, your office. You couldn't even work. But what's the best part?
You know, as I said earlier, you know, just drawing is the funnest part. You know, winning the Pulitzer is like, it's like people, you know, your peers are recognizing that you're doing your very best, and it's just kind of like a celebration, and it's really fun. A month or so ago, there was a Pulitzer centennial celebration in Washington D.C. at the museum, and so I went to that, and there were all kinds of Pulitzer winners, and so they took this big group photograph, and then what I did is I brought a 24 by 17, I think, piece of paper. And so I would bring it around to all these Pulitzer winners, and I would have them sign it the year they won and what the category they won for is. So now I have that, and I've got the photograph in the middle and all these signatures around. So I think that's kind of neat.
And you did that the second time you won also?
No, this was for the centennial celebration.
Oh, the event.
Yeah, it was the event. Yeah, so it was, you know, it was just like a month or a month and a half ago, and so I just thought, you know, there's going to be all these people in one room, so I'm gonna get all their signatures. So, you know, so I have signatures from like Nick Ut, who took the Vietnam War photo of the young girl that had just been napalmed.
Yeah,
all these amazing human beings all together. So that's just something that I'm gonna get framed and keep.
So when you got your first Pulitzer, you thought somebody was pranking you. You didn't take the call.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was all just one of my cartoonist friends giving me a hard time.
But so by the second one, you believed them by then, right? You took that
call? You know, that year I had done some cartoons that I thought were that I liked a lot, and so I thought I might have a chance at it. So I had more confidence the second time.
So who among the, and I'm looking at one of your cartoons recently, it's a cartoon of a Republican presidential debate, and you've got Jeb up there and Ben Carver, and you've got, let me see, Donald Trump. Who's the best one to draw? Is it Trump, because you draw his hair like going out way out to the side?
Yeah, well, you know, they were all there was like how many at first, many Republican candidates, and they were all a bunch of weirdos and characters. So they were all fun to draw. But I think, you know, I really think Trump is the best with the hair, and, you know, his mouth is always open. There's just something about him. What I do when I'm drawing him or any person that I'm drawing is I go to Google Images and I find the best image that I can. And it's it's on my computer, and I'm not sitting at a drawing table. I'm just sitting at a regular desk at my computer, and so I just look at that photograph, and then I draw. I do the drawing from that. So I don't pencil anything in first. So I have this whiteout pen, and I white out, and then I rub it with my finger. So I have white out all over. But that's how I do my drawing.
And we only have about a minute left, but I wonder what you think about the increasingly loud voice of comedy in our politics, because you're part of that. And some people say that shows like The Daily Show and stand-up comedians are where they're taking their political facts.
Yeah, right.
Any idea on why that is?
Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, it's entertaining. I mean, you'd rather get your information if you feel it's credible. You'd rather get it from someone that where it's kind of fun. P- plus, you know, the I guess mainstream media, it's not, you know, it's always both sides are at fault, and it's not always both sides that are at fault. So sometimes with political humorists, you get more of a realistic take on what's actually occurring in our country.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. That is Mike Lukovich. He's the editorial cartoonist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He has won 2 Pulitzer Prizes. Mike, obviously congrats on 2 Pulitzers, but thank you so much.
Thanks, Celeste.